Good afternoon, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Hi, mate. Just me.
Oh, hey, Ness. How you going?
Hi. How are you?
Good. Sorry, we're all just eating and everything. I saw you.
You have a good morning?
Sorry. Yeah, it's been pretty good. Anne came in with like 3 big snakes and stuff, so done plenty of
things. Oh, right. Cool.
Lots of duck's eye and plucking birds and things, so yeah, all good.
Plucking birds. Wow.
Yeah.
Could say that 3 times fast and come out with something else, couldn't you?
Definitely. That's all good. What's up?
Basically, the PPMB positive pigeon.
Yep.
2 things which I couldn't tell easily from my phone. The first was we've got the Newcastle disease vaccine in the product catalogue in our, yeah, and I think I've written in there like where we source it from. So I was just wanting to see if we could touch base. It could be a Kiri admin thing to do this afternoon if possible, just to see, A, can we source it, and B, how much it costs. And the second was the client, whose name I can't remember. We were treating 2 infections that were discovered in the gut of that bird. I just can't remember when I told him to come back, but I would like to follow up only to see that if he's made a revisit appointment already, because if he hasn't, then I'll just call him tomorrow and make arrangements for him to bring in fecal samples rather than the bird itself.
Yep. Because when I read it before, I think you wrote down the revisit from memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, you said revisit 1 week for repeat fecal wet mount and gram stain. So, see if he's got...
Yeah.
He's got the recheck scheduled for the 9th. So, that's on Tuesday next week.
Tuesday next week. Okay. Probably want just the fecal sample then. So, we might call him... We'll call him tomorrow if you can just put a note in the scheduler for me, because DPI is just emailing another form or outline of a form that he has to apply for because he's got more than 100 birds. But I don't really care. It's just, you know, it's not endemic in Queensland. I'm not classified as endemic in Queensland yet, but it is in Victoria, Tasmania, I think New South Wales. So... yeah, it's just isolate the birds. They can't be flying and exercising and limit people coming to and from the property and vaccinate is their only off-label advice, basically, until the birds are well or 2 weeks post-vaccination. Then they can go back to normal.
Cool. So I'll leave a note for you, sorry, to call in tomorrow, and then I'll get Kiri to double-check the price and if we can still get the vaccine.
Yeah, thanks. If you could leave like the space of a consult time somewhere in there, because I just want to write up what the conversation I've had with the DPI officer. Yeah.
Cool.
He was calling from Cairns, so they must really dole out the advice based on who they've got to deal with it at the time.
Yeah, weird.
Mm. But they're not going to send anyone out to the property or anything.
Yeah,
I'm not going to follow up at all, actually.
Well, I mean, I guess the club, like probably the club will have it as well, you know, whereas racing.
Well, yeah, certainly the one that we got the vaccine in for last time during the last outbreak were vaccinating for it, but I don't know, he's not a member of that club and I don't know, you know, if they've kept that up, because they should be able to source the vaccine through a produce store in Toowoomba, where I localised it to. But I think when we got it for them, I think it says in the product we got it directly from Scalexia, did we? JR? Or...
It's the Newcastle vaccine, isn't it?
Yeah, Newcastle disease vaccine.
Nuvac. Yeah, MSD supplier is Scalexia.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, I'll get Kiri to check that out.
Yeah, cool. Just trying to find, source it and then get a current price on it. And I think I've got JR's direct contact details if we run into trouble today.
Cool.
Yep. Cool. Thanks, mate. I send you a message just to swap the Friday and stuff, because I realised I've got something on the Thursday night. But if you can't do it, don't worry. I can
Was it the 18th and the 19th? Was that that one? Or the
The Thursday, Friday of that week.
Cool. Yeah, I think that should be fine. I'll just go check my calendar at home, but I think that...
No, that's cool.
Cool.
And I've just confirmed the dinner. And, So, that's it. Just give me a call if there's anything. And for tomorrow, the Quaker's going home, Kiri said.
Oh, yeah, the parrotlet, yeah, she looks awesome.
Oh,
really, really well.
Quaker, bloody hell. Parrotlet, yeah.
That's all good.
Yep.
And, eating well, so just, send her home. And they've got calcium. I just had to send some meloxicam for them. So it's
great.
Nice.
Excellent.
Yeah, and Anne brought in forms and coffee for us, which was nice with the snakes.
Did she? Oh, very nice.
I don't know if they're gluten-free, though. I don't think they would be, but...
They wouldn't have been. No, she doesn't know I'm celiac, so that's cool. Yeah. I don't know if I told everyone. You can spread the news if you want. The dinner is like a banquet. So for each course, they actually put down a whole array of dishes for everybody to share. But the vegan, vegetarian, and me being celiac will be served separate meals.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
So I just thought I'd say that in case everybody's sort of going, oh, is it alternate drop or do I get to choose? It basically can sample every dish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited. Very excited.
Yeah. Me too. Oh, and I don't have a plus one. I got a lovely text this morning. Text seems to be the flavour of the month for me. Or maybe not the flavour of the month is a better way to put it.
Well, what did he say? He just can't come, or worse than that?
No, better than that. He said, I think we're on different paths. But I've really enjoyed our time together, Vanessa. I barely even knew you, so okay. Bye.
No, I'm sorry. It's a shame.
Nah. I'm just like, I think
A
friend of mine who is in like a very similar situation, she doesn't have kids, but she's kind of dedicated her life to her job. So she's moved around a lot and has been married and divorced once and is far more outgoing than I am in this social setting. And she just said, I sent her a text this morning after I got that. And she said, I said to her, I think I've just been love bombed. What is that? You know, it's super intense for a month and it's like, oh, see you later.
Yep.
And she said, oh, what happened? And so I told her and then she said, well, it is happening all the time, everywhere.
Yep.
So it's not just like women to men. It's not just our age group. It's, you know, so all I would say is if you experience the same thing, people just seem to have no ramifications in saying what they like, doing what they like, and then turning around and going, oh, see ya.
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah. Pretty shit, isn't it?
Yeah. Well,
anyway,
sorry.
You get that. We'll have a good night on Saturday night anyway. And
be good.
Sorry?
So we'll all meet the people of our dreams when we go out afterwards.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah. We're all hopeless romantics. They'll just all show up on our doorstep and we'll live happily ever after.
That's all right.
All right, well, have a good arvo.
Yeah, I'll let you know if there's anything in the arvo and stuff, but we've only got one appointment for this afternoon so far, so it might change. We'll see.
No worries. If you could work on sourcing this Galexia vaccine, I know I've got JR's number somewhere, so if it's not in our client contact details, try Googling Galexia because he's the vet for the commercial poultry there, and I think to source it last time I actually rang him and then he told me where the local supplier was and we ordered through them.
Cool.
Yeah. All good.
Work on
Thanks,
that.
Mate.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks. Have a good arvo.
You too. Bye.
See ya. Bye.